Hello OMT3701 students. In this podcast, I address integer programming, which is covered in Chapter 6 of your study guide and Chapter 11 in the 10th edition and Chapter 10 in the 11th edition of your prescribed book. Keep your study guide and prescribed book at hand. As stated in your prescribed book, integer programming, or IP, is an extension of linear programming that solves problems requiring integer solutions. See the three types of IP problems as defined in Section 11-2, 10th edition, or Section 10-2, 11th edition of your textbook. They are pure, mixed, and 0-1 integer programming problems. Remember, in Podcast 4 we revised LPs because we said that you need to be skilled in the formulation of LPs. Well, now is the time for you to use that skill. If you want to formulate IP problems, you start off exactly the same way as with an LP problem. You define your decision variables, you set the object, the function, and you write down all the constraints, including the non-negativity constraint. But you have to add some things. For pure IP problems, the non-negativity constraint is expanded. The variables must still be positive, but they also have to be integer. So we add that to the non-negativity constraint. See how we write that at the bottom of page 80 in your study guide. x1 and x2 are greater than or equal to 0 and integer. For mixed integer programming problems, you have to specify which variables are integers in the non-negativity constraint. For an example, see page 500 of the 10th edition or page 421 of the 11th edition of Renders de Antana. X and Y are greater than or equal to 0 and X integer. The third type of modeling with 0-1 variables allows us to handle a variety of logical conditions. We call these variables binary variables as they can only assume one of two possible values, 0 or 1. Assignment problems are often formulated using 0-1 variables. Pay attention to how these variables are defined, namely a value of 1 if the assignment is made and a value of 0 otherwise. See at the bottom of page 92 in the study guide for an example. MICJ is equal to 1 if road MI is assigned to contractor CJ, or MICJ is equal to 0 otherwise. The non-negativity constraint also changes. All variables are equal to 0 or 1. See the middle of page 93 in the study guide for an example of such a constraint. Working with 0-1 variables allow us to formulate logical conditions. See how to write constraints handling dependent and limiting selections on page 503, 10th edition, or page 424 of the 11th edition. If you struggle to understand these, substitute different possible combinations of the variables in the left-hand side of the constraint and see what the value is for the left-hand side of that constraint. Then compare it to the value on the right-hand side of the constraint, keeping the requirement for the constraint in mind. It will show you why that specific constraint is the one fulfilling the requirement. Work through all the formulation examples in your study guide and textbook to make sure you have mastered the formulation of the three types of IP problems. Do you now understand why we said that it is essential for you to be skilled in LP formulation? If you cannot do LP formulation, you won't be able to do IP formulation. Once you have formulated your IP problem, then you can solve it. For solving LP problems, we showed you how you could use graphs if you only have two variables, or the simplex method by hand if there are not too many variables and constraints, or a software package. One way to reach integer solution values is to round off the optimal LP values. But often it does not yield the best solution, or it may even give an unfeasible solution. Therefore, we ignore rounding off. Then there is the enumeration method, where we list all feasible integer solutions and then select the one with the best object, the function value. This method is virtually impossible for problems with a large number of constraints and variables, as the number of feasible integer solutions is extremely large. Even for an IP problem with only two variables, this method becomes quite tedious. So we only use the enumeration method for illustration purposes. In this module, we will use software packages to solve IP problems, and we're going to use QM for Windows and Excel QM. In your textbook, you are shown how to use these software packages. You cannot be assessed on this in the examination. Therefore, I have asked a question in assignment 2 where you have to use software to solve the problem. Remember, the software is only a tool. You still have to give the solution. You need to write the optimal solution explicitly down. Don't just send me in all your printouts. I know how to read off the solution, but I want to know if you know where and how to read off the solution. You must be able to read off and interpret any QM for Windows and Excel QM printout also in the examination. One other remark. Sensitivity analysis on IP problems is problematic. If you do come across sensitivity reports for IP models using a software package, use it with extreme care. Most of the times they are not usable. See the first paragraph on page 85 in your study guide. Finally, the branch and bound method to solve IP problems is not covered in the 11th edition of Render, Stay and HANA, only in the 10th edition. Therefore, you do not have to study and apply the branch and bound method. You will not be asked to use this method in any assignment or examination. Also, omit the sections on the branch and bound method in your study guide. The sections to be omitted start at the bottom part of page 80 to page 84, just before the last paragraph, and also page 89, starting from the solution to exercise 6.2b up to page 91. This brings us to the end of the podcast on integer programming.